And we have the Living Roots Trio. Am I saying that right? The Living Roots Trio, right? Here we go. Okay, guys, so what I'm going to ask you to do is get right up on those microphones. I have to turn them on first, otherwise it's really hard for everyone to hear you when the mics are off. Yeah. Oh, my God. We just had another guest roll into the studio. The Big D is in the house, fresh out of the fields of common hands. Are your hands dirty, young man? Oh, my God. They're, like, caked and loamy, silty, harvesting. He was weeding carrots. Were you thinning them, too? Cool. Donovan is in the house. He'll be joined. He is joining us as well, but... I would like to introduce to you, thank you guys so much for joining us. This is the Living Roots Trio. Would you guys please introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Hello there. We're the Living Roots Trio.
There's two of us. Of the trio here.
Yeah. We also play with Sauerkraut Seth, but he's busy. He's a busy guy. So he also play as a duo, even though our name is a trio. So
that's Seamus, and I'm Megan. That's Donovan.
And Donovan is not part of the trio, and neither am I, but here we are in the studio, and you guys play. Where do you live?
We live in Claverack.
Both of you in Claverack?
Claverack.
Okay, so you are as local as it comes, two towns away. Or no, one town away.
Yeah.
One town away.
Even better.
One town away. Mm-hmm. From Hudson, and Hudson's not that big. And what have you been working on musically?
Well, we've been recording an album, so we're working on finishing that up and looking to release that in January. And we've released the title track off of that, To All Things, which you can find at our website, livingrootstrio.com. Thelivingrootstrio.com.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I saw you guys play and film on at the Free Columbia Space.
That's
Is that what
right.
they're calling it?
You did. Yeah, 84 Main.
84 Main Street, a.k.a. the Free Columbia Space, a.k.a. right next to Family Dollar. I often hear
That's
it referred
right.
to as right next to Family Dollar.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
It's an unseeming place.
It's competing for that position in Philmont, the very esteemed position of community center. Which used to be Stewart's, was the community center, because they had those two booths.
Right.
And people ate green hot dogs and read the New York Post and talked about community things at Stewart's and ate ice cream. I think Donovan's been there. You eat some crappy ice cream there. You probably had some good ice cream there before. Anyway, then Stewart's closed down. And then Columbia Farms... Cumberland Farms tried to step up and fill that void. Here, I'm going on a total tangent here. I'm so sorry, guys.
Hey, this is the
but
history.
Never got the booths. They never got those booths.
No.
And so Family Dollar also couldn't quite step up as... So what happened with... You want to just say something about Free Columbia and how you guys end up playing there?
Sure. Free Columbia has been a huge support of this project. In a way, they were kind of our... beginning steps into sharing the music with a broader audience than just our immediate friends and family, although they are pretty close-knit friends over there. So Free Columbia is doing some really amazing work with training painters, and they have some cool puppetry workshops that they do, and there's a bunch of community workshops and teaching opportunities that are happening there. It's growing by the year, so... One thing I know of is that there's a hand-making shoe, make-your-own-shoes workshop led by the Nathaniel Williams. And, yeah, people are making their own shoes as one thing, and they do that right in the same space where we played, where you saw us play, on 84 Main.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Donovan, do you remember broadcasting live from the Caro Youth Festival Fair Thingamabob with... two kids, one of them was the Frischkoff kid, and Cayman, Donovan's friend, was so enthralled. Now, there is an important segue here, people.
Okay.
With this kid's shoes, what is Simon Frischkoff's son's name?
I don't know.
The kid with the thing with that, you know, the story with that. Anyway, so the kid had such dope shoes that Cayman was like, "Where did you get those shoes?" And he's like, "I made them."
Wow.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to tell that
That's
he
cool.
made these shoes with Nathaniel Williams at
awesome.
Free Columbia.
All right. Come
so
on.
I've seen.
Top that.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. I have a Nathaniel Williams make your own shoes story.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can we see you guys play?
Yeah. So
how do I see you live?
We've got a gig coming up on October 3rd, which is a Saturday evening at 7:30 at Meta Bee Farm. Also
in Hillsdale.
Yeah, okay. In Hillsdale. Also
MetaBeeFarm.com. Two T's, two E's. Meta Bee Farm.
They may be located on the corner of two dirt roads. Is that correct?
That's yep. correct.
Harlanville Road
huge,
and Hickory Hill.
Huge red barn.
Yeah, it may be the middle of nowhere with no cell phone service on two dirt roads, but they do have a website.
Yeah, they do.
They have a Facebook page.
Meta B. Is that M-E-T-T-A?
Yes. Meta B. Like,
okay.
B-E-E.
B-E-E.
Farm.
Meta B Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
October 3rd.
October 3rd, 7:30.
It's going to be a rager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Food? It's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Food, too?
Bring your own
it's
food.
It's a farm. There's got to be some food involved.
Yeah, yeah, there could be, but it's not formally planned. But if you're interested in eating, please bring your own picnic.
All right. Yeah. Christiane, if you're listening, write it down. October 3rd. Put it in the little green book or somewhere. All right. I really want to hear some music, you guys.
Yeah.
After all the bands.
Music.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
It's great to see you guys come in.
Yeah.
Familiar.
Thank you
faces.
For having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anytime. Aaron. I could probably have you every Monday.
Sweet.
Wow.
And it would be that much more of a better show if you would. But I know you're busy. Seth.
It's a pretty awesome show.
Get your butt up here with that huge stand-up bass and just start tearing it up.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you guys want to play?
Well, we're going to start with a tune called Back Around.
Okay, so here we go. This is Living Roots Trio.
You can wander the whole world round and still be tied down to the part of yourself that keeps you pounding the ground. Won't let you find what you're looking for. You can strive for the highest, climb up to touch the sky, and still be mystified by the longing left inside. With a kiss, blow the years goodbye, and a glistening tear for all things that pass on, pass on. But you can find yourself from being lost. You can strike a balance out of feeling yourself falling, and you can come back to what matters, come back around, get back to something that matters, come back. Sometimes you're facing a slanted rain, the vinegar sting of an open shame. Sometimes you walk on a lonely lane to get to where you're going. Maybe riches taught the world of poor. Maybe enough is a dish, always one more and more. But you can find yourself from being lost. You can strike a balance out of feeling yourself falling. You can find a hope you've never hoped to know. Can come back to something that matters.
come back around. Get back to something that matters. Come back
around.
Come back. I heard it's not that you're ready, but that it's part of you. I hear it's not about telling people what they ought to do. I heard it's not that it's better to be something you can prove. I hear it's all about what's between you.
That was amazing, you guys.
Thanks, Karen.
Wow, thank you so much. I am complete 100% sucker for harmony.
Oh, yeah?
That harmony is incredible. I don't know how you did, like, some of the stuff you did, like, the weird, like, whoa, how did you do that? It sounded so good.
Thanks, Karen. Yeah, well, there's lots of masters out there that we are inspired by, you know. Harmonies are as old as the ages.
Hey, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Going back to the Harmony of the Stars.
The Harmony of the Stars. As far back as
I found a copy of Harmony of the Stars.
It's a great song.
And we got to start a Harmony of the Stars study group, singing group or something down south where we live. Right, Dee, you going to help us out? Do some singing. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we hear another one?
Yeah.
Sure.
At least?
Yeah.
Definitely. Right.
And what was the name of that song again?
That was called Back Around.
Back Around.
Back Around. Okay.
And now we're going to play a song called Bird Song.
Cool.
Bird All right. Song.
Bird Song coming up. This is Living Roots Trio, ladies and gentlemen.
Nothing I can say about the space that I take in this world. Oh no. Day to day reads so different than a resume could ever conjugate my validation. While conversations play out like strained evaluations of our stations in this world. Exchange is being traced out in the air we give and take every day. Ooh, like a bird song flies, my soul singing free. Life ain't nothing but a hot song, bullet shooting crystal blue in the grand cacophony. Ooh, just a bird song flying, every soul singing free. Squeaking on a little solo melody amid the chorus voices clatter, listening the dissonance into tattered harmony. Whoa, yeah. So look, there's just nothing I can say about the spaces that we take up in this world. Whoa, no. Look, I think we all just came to find our way through the chatter of the gray doesn't matter to the chip-tooth truth where the crystal stars shout hot, our beauty shines on. But we can stay away, stake our claims, take the taking and pass on. righteously until a day we can laugh to discover the cosmic joke on both you and me. Ooh, and like a bird song flies, my soul singing free. Life ain't nothing but a heart song, bullet shooting crystal blue in the grand cacophony. Ooh, just a bird song flying, every soul singing free. Ooh, squeaking on a little solo melody amid the chorus voices clatter, listening the dissonance in the tattered harmony. Whoa, yeah. Ooh, so squeak on every heart song. Ooh, yeah. Squeak on amid the grand cacophony. Ooh, yeah. Listen, jangled harmony. Like a bird song flies, my soul caught unsung free.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, folks. Once again, what's the song?
Bird song.
Bird song.
Bird song.
Bird song.
These songs are all on our new album.
Do you have it like online? Did you already say where it is?
Well,
D, why don't you come over here? D asked if any of this is available online. Once again, this is Living Roots Trio live on the WGXC afternoon show. And if you guys could just reiterate a little what you're working on and where we might find it in the future, because it's not quite ready yet, I believe.
Yeah, so we've got we've just released the title track, which is To All Things, which can be found online. You can link to it from our website, which is thelivingrootstrio.com.
We also have a Bandcamp page.
Yeah.
Go to Bandcamp, The Living Roots Trio.
And the rest of the album will release in January.
Ah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's on the press. Not quite off the press.
Yeah.
So we're like getting exclusive previews.
You're getting exclusive previews.
You guys met Donovan before, right?
I met Donovan when he was a very young boy.
In
maybe
first
like
grade,
eight,
in the youngest boys group?
7, 8 years old. Yep.
No way.
I remember him well.
Cool. Step up to the mic, Donovan. You are known. This is my son, Donovan. This is Seamus.
Hello.
And
nice
Donovan
you.
Has now come back all the way around and has become a counselor at that very camp.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Full circle. Like that.
Yep. I didn't go this year, though.
No. You're taking the year off, or are you sort of wrapping up?
No. I just, like, my uncle was getting married, so I couldn't go, really.
Right on. Yeah.
Or else I'd have to, like, leave awkwardly early, and then, like, I don't know. But apparently it was a weird year. A lot of people got sick. And the pool's broken.
Oh.
And so there's lots of weirdness. But they're planning on moving it to Maine.
To Maine. Yeah. Oh, that's a good spot for a sleepaway camp. Maine in the summer, in August. Bring mosquito repellent, but otherwise.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I'm excited for next year.
Sweet.
Yeah, I love camp.
Okay. Christiana wants to know a little history of the band or the songs, like where you guys, once again, just where you're from. She wants to know all the historical background information and like your whole, how it was in the 60s.
And where you got your have you got till midnight, you know?
And where you get your inspiration from.
Okay. All
that's
right.
That's a nice question.
Cool.
Thanks.
That is a nice question. Thank you, Christiana. Well, we started, this group started with, I've tinkered with, I've written songs since I was in high school. I started playing guitar when I was like 13, and that was a little after the 60s. So
Only a few years.
Only a few years.
What year is it, actually?
But not in your mind.
Not in my mind, exactly. So, you know, funnily enough, I grew up listening to music from the 60s, so that was definitely an influence.
Me too.
And Meg did
too. Me three.
Yep. All right, all right.
Donovan. Yeah.
And Donovan did too. Good. We're in good company.
Yeah.
And so I've always written songs, but when I met Megan, I had kind of a junkyard of choruses and verses and hooks. Well, not really hooks. I don't really write hooks in that way, but like chord progressions, and I had just a bunch of ideas. And I always wanted to I was always trying to assemble them, but then I'm pulling them apart. But I would start to, you know, as me and Megan spent more and more time together, I would share little bits, and she would maybe have some feedback or some ideas, and eventually they started forming themselves into whole songs, which is pretty exciting to be in my 30s. And finally, I had completed some songs, but not consistently, so they started coming together, and then I had a chunk of songs, and we played at Free Columbia probably a couple of years ago, and that was like probably the first time I'd ever played them, and Sauerkraut Seth came out and played with them too, and then Meg started singing on more and more of them, and then we were Seamus Made It and Friends, and then we called ourselves Might As Well for a while, and then now we've settled on the Living Roots Trio, and that's the name because it sort of feels like the core was a trio. So Seth is a sort of, he's a busy guy, and so he plays when he can, but he was really instrumental in kind of the group solidifying and the music solidifying, so we attribute him in the name, even though he's kind of in and out with the, you know, depending on what's going on in his busy schedule. So we and the other influence of the name actually is a Seamus Heaney poem called Digging, which Megan dug out of her computer, and it's about a poem about his hereditary line, his father and his grandfather, who were diggers digging turf in Ireland, and potatoes.
Turf.
That's right. That's right.
In
tanks.
The bag, turf digging.
Yeah, and so he in the penultimate stanza, he mentions the living roots of his mind, which are his father and grandfather and all those, the history of hardworking Irishmen, and he talks about how he digs with his pen as they dug with their shovels, and it had a kind of ring to it, and so it stuck as the name. Yeah. Anything else to add to that?
No, I mean,
history?
I guess just, well, yeah, it's a brief history, but I think the thing to add is also that it's sort of an ongoing process, so,
yeah,
you know, I think the band is still
forming,
writing history, as it were,
yeah,
in the present, and yeah, we had some really great collaborators on the albums, also some local folks. Eric Sherman played trumpet, and Jonathan Talbot played fit violin, and Jonah Thomas came on and played cello, and so that you'll hear all their sounds coming through the album too. So, you know, I mean, the Living Roots is kind of like the core inspiration, but we're the band is quite larger than three. Even the Living Roots Trio is kind of the name that we have right now, which has to do mostly with that was sort of the core of this album, was the three of us. So, but we'll see what happens. As we continue to share the music. So
yeah, we love playing with other musicians too. So we hope that there will be a kind of a network of musicians who come and play with us over time and stuff on the songs.
Under the Living Roots umbrella.
Yeah.
Under the umbrella. Big shout out to Eric Sherman, who has been on this show multiple
Eric.
Times.
The dude.
I think I even had him at like 7:20 a.m.
Wow.
With his trumpet.
Wow.
Sweet. Yeah,
he was
awesome.
Waking people, getting them the hell out of bed. That one, I'll tell you what. I used to do a little farm thing with Phil Grant on Wednesday mornings, and Eric came in for one of those
Very
sessions
cool.
to talk farming and play trumpet.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's super awesome. He'll be with us on October 3rd.
At
Metabee.
Playing his magic horn.
Sweet. You got any questions? D's has become somewhat of a musicologist.
Cool.
listening to so much new cool stuff and interesting musical perspectives. You got any more questions for these guys before we hear another tune? Something deep, Donovan. Like,
yeah,
I know you caught some lyrics Donovan. There, Donovan. Deep. Or think about it. You could ask them after too.
I'll ask after.
Okay, so can we hear another song?
Could
I do so much as request that, even though
totally.
The album's not even out yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this song we'll play is the title track of the album. It's called To All Things, and this track is actually available now.
Okay.
You can find it online, website, and Bandcamp page, and also on our Facebook page, The Living Roots Trio. So, yeah, we'll play that.
Okay, Living Roots Trio, Bandcamp page. I think I got most of that stuff, something.com or .org.
Com.
Okay, here we go. We're going to hear another one.
Oh, I'll read you that. It's one of those days with the kind of beauty that could break. It's one of those days of crystal I would drink if I could find a way to encapsulate the beauty pouring through it all.
I'd have a way to bring love to everything. I'd have a way to bring love to every day. I'd have a way to bring love to all things.
And it's one of those days, like a child gazing grace into your face. It's one of those days that touches the It's one of those days that, in spite of everything, hears you say, I want to find a way to bring love to everything. I want to find a way to bring love to every day.
The sky is so bright, it's just like seeing with new eyes. All thoughts confined to darkness, love has tossed aside. Just being alive can feel like flying sometimes. One of those days that lifts old Doldrum from his grave. It's one of those days that blows a kiss in Cynic's face. It's one of those days that, in spite of everything, hears you say, I want to find a way bring love to everything. I want to find a way to bring love to every day. I want to find a way to bring love to all things. And the sky is so bright, it's just like seeing with new eyes. All thoughts confined to darkness, love has tossed aside.
being alive can feel like flying
sometimes. That was good. D, tell me, what did you like about that?
I liked everything about that. Definitely the harmonies. And also, there's when you go and play, kind of a little higher and come back down again. Yeah. It sounds really cool.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, guys. When's the live show?
October 3rd, 7:30, Metabee Farm.
Okay.
In the large barn there.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Living Roots Trio in the large barn there. What's the address there? What do they go to for website again? Metabee Farm?
MetabeeFarm.com.
MetabeeFarm.com. October 3rd. Okay. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Kieran. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. How's everything else going? We never get to catch up. It's here we are, live on the air. How's the wife and kids? Clavrac, you talked a bit about Clavrac. Free Columbia is still going strong over there. You guys are hanging. And Sauerkraut, Seth actually, big shout out to Myrid as well.
Yeah,
definitely.
They're both now hitched.
Hitched.
And they have a little store on Warren Street. Flowerkraut. Is that right? They're still going strong over there?
Yep.
Flowers and sauerkraut, among other things, I suppose.
And they have a little Travens on the way, too.
Oh, they got a little mini Travens on the way.
Yeah.
Wow. Going on.
Oh, man. A little Gaelic warrior on Warren Street coming along.
Right. Soon
He'll be
very soon.
Slanging sauerkraut before you know it.
Exactly. Or her.
Wow. Or she, maybe.
We don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we are coming up, unfortunately, on the 6 o'clock hour. And I want to say thank you to Living Roots Trio. Do we have one more? We want to sign off and just say, give a shout out to anyone, mom and dad and anybody. Do you want to say
actually,
hi to somebody?
I guess one quick thing to say is that we crowdfunded to make this record possible. So we had a huge amount of support from community. People we know, people we don't know, everybody threw in the pot. Mm-hmm. So that allowed us to record this album. So it's worth saying that without all of the generous help of many people, we would just be here promoting some live music that we know in our heads. But, you know, pretty soon it's actually something you can listen to in a recorded way, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're super grateful. So thanks to all of you, any of you who are listening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you again. Living Roots Trio here on the afternoon show.